back to Gabin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted you're joining us again for a few moments of Bible study. We're in Jeremiah 23 today, and we're considering bad shepherds. That is, bad pastors, those who are rulers, those who are overseers of sheep, a flock of sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray, Isaiah 53:6 tells us. And so men are compared to sheep, and they need a shepherd. We read in verse 1 of Jeremiah 23, Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whither I have driven them. Because of the sin of the leaders of Judah and Israel, the children of Israel were driven into all different countries of the world. But there's coming a day when God will bring them back. And so we see here in the United States, we have those who are wicked rulers, wicked leaders, who are promoting sin and wickedness in our nation. And the Word of God has a great deal to tell about these evil sins that are being promoted in the United States of America, such as the sin of abortion. 2 Kings 21:16 said concerning Manasseh, that wicked, ungodly leader of Israel. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And so we see in Jeremiah 1:4-5, abortion takes the life of an infant baby. It's not just some skin. It's not just a little bit of tissue, but it is a baby that is aborted. Jeremiah 1:4-5, Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. That is, God set Jeremiah apart, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. You see, beloved, God had a plan and a purpose for Jeremiah before he was ever born. God had a plan and a purpose for him. Just as God has a will for your life and for my life, in Psalm 139, beginning with verse 13, we read the words written by the psalmist David, For thou hast possessed my reins, that is, my will. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Notice that, beloved. God had a plan. God had a will for David's life. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. O beloved, God designed our physical bodies in a marvelous and an amazing way. And despite all the knowledge that man has, there's still so much about the human body that man does not understand nor comprehend. Our brain itself is an amazing design of Almighty God. And the computer was designed after the mind. I remember the first computers were called electronic brains. They were designed after the human mind. Verse 15, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Even before he was conceived in his mother's womb, God had a plan for him. He was a human being as he began to develop in the womb of his mother. He wasn't just a glob of tissue, as liberals would try to make you think, that abortion's okay. No, beloved, it's not okay. Abortion is murder. It's putting to death innocent blood, even as Manasseh did, that brought the judgment of God upon Judah. And so God had a plan and a purpose in designing us. And even before he says, all my members were written in God's book, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Yes, beloved, the Word of God says that God knows the number of the hairs of our head. He knows things about you and me that we do not even know about ourselves. How wonderful is our God! I remember seeing a film that showed a baby, a live baby, in the womb of its mother as it was about to be aborted. And you could see the baby drawing away from the knife that was coming in to cut up that baby and to take its life. You could see a silent scream on the face of that infant babe as it was about to be aborted. Oh, beloved, these are human beings, and it's innocent blood that's being shed every day here in the United States of America, so that Americans have killed more of their own people than have been killed in all the wars that she's been involved in. And thus, the many problems that America is now confronted with economically, because there are not people to contribute to the taxation of the people of America, and that once would have been here had we not had abortion introduced. Beloved, you can't sin against God and get by. God's way is the best way. You cannot improve on the ways of God. But wicked shepherds have introduced wicked measures that are destroying this nation that once believed in and obeyed the Word of God. Another sin that's being promoted in our nation and being smiled at and accepted as normal: adultery, fornication, murder, the love of money, materialism, rebellion, and turning from truth to wickedness. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through 23 states, because that when they knew God, there was a time when our nation knew God. Our Bill of Rights was written by men, many of them were pastors who believed in God. And thus they wrote that Bill of Rights, and they were willing to put their fortunes on the line to stand for the freedom of our nation. They were godly people, godly men, upon which the nation was established, and it was centered around the word of truth and the word of God, and prayer is continually prayed in the opening of Congress, the Congress of the United States of America, and in many of the state governors or state legislatures as they go into session. The Word of God is pronounced. I remember when I went to school, we would have prayer every morning at the beginning of the school day. We'd say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Patriotism was very important and was promoted and encouraged by the school. I remember we had a Bible club that we started, and at noon we would meet to sing choruses and to study the Word of God together. I remember one week we were able to have what we called a revival. All week long at noon, we would meet and would preach the Word of God. And we saw a number of our classmates come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. When I went into high school, there was all kinds of graffiti that was in the bathroom of the men's or the boys' bathroom. But when I left, none of that graffiti was found on the walls, because the hearts of the young people had been changed. And we had young people that would come to school, and they would have rifles hanging up in the back of their pickups, because we lived in a country area. And they carried rifles with them. And it wasn't worried about somebody taking a rifle and killing somebody. But today, the law of God, the Ten Commandments, has been removed from the public schools of America. Lies have been told that it was in the Constitution, the separation of church and state, but it's not in the Constitution. It's a lie that has been promoted, and the longer a lie is spoken, the more it begins to be believed. And, beloved, how many people are deceived and blinded in America because they're turning away from the truth. When they knew truth, they glorified not God as the true and the living God. And he says, neither were thankful. Oh, how much ingratitude there is in our nation today, how much grumbling and complaining, when once our nation was filled with gratitude and thanksgiving to Almighty God. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And this is what has happened in our nation. Till next time, goodbye.